My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 1st of August 2009 at 12:20 a.m. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
My full name is Matthew Ian Standen. My date of birth is the 27th of June 1979 and I live in London.
How are you feeling about going up on the fourth plinth?
A touch apprehensive, not entirely sure what to expect, but looking forward to doing something quite unique. Obviously there's a very limited number of people who have this opportunity to them, so just looking forward to taking part and just seeing what happens.
How did you hear about the project?
I've been to a couple of other Anthony Gormley exhibitions in the past, so I'm aware of stuff that he's done previously, and I'm on a mailing list that lets me know things that are coming up as well, so that's how I first heard about it.
And are you a fan of Gormley's work?
Yeah. I think everything I've seen of him so far was really good. He did an awful lot of stuff on the gallery, was it 1 or 2 years ago, which was really, really impressive, particularly The Cloud as well. I thought they'd thoroughly enjoy that. Art that you can interact with is a little bit more fun.
And what inspired you to take part in this project?
Well, as I say, the fact that it's sort of a limited edition experience, it isn't something that it's not an opportunity everyone's ever going to have, so thought might as well get involved. Why not? It's a unique chance to be part of a one-off piece of art.
And what happened when you heard you had a place?
I was a little bit panicked, actually, and ever since I've been thinking of, or attempting to think of, unique things to do, and I'm probably going to be nothing short of disappointing. I'm not too sure. The chap before me, I can hear all sorts of music and stuff going on outside, so I'm sure he's doing something quite entertaining, and I'll appear in front of a crowd of people who probably start heckling seconds later. So I'll just play with the hecklers, that'll be fun.
So do you know what you will be doing for the hour exactly?
No, not really. One thing that I am looking forward to doing is taking pictures of Trafalgar Square whilst I'm up there, because obviously it's not very often you get to see Trafalgar Square from that exact angle. Generally, if you try and climb on other exhibits, you tend to get shouted at. So try and document it as much as possible. I've told a few people that I'm going up there, so I'll probably be Twittering and Facebooking about it at the same time as well, and I don't know, might make one or two phone calls. We'll see what happens. I should keep my phone on. I'm sure I'll get a couple of calls.
And why have you decided to do those things?
Well, the taking of the pictures and documenting that perspective, as I say, is because getting to see Trafalgar Square from those sorts of angles, is just the opportunity will not probably arise again. So that's sort of a unique one-off thing. And the pictures will be there, and hopefully, could well be fed back into this project at some later stage too. So it's sort of, me as part of the project also feeding back into it, into the overall sum of it.
Will you do anything else with the photos?
I don't know. I might well probably just sort of put them up on the internet if they come up all right, or I don't know, it's probably just me taking pictures of drunk people walking around Trafalgar Square, which is probably of no interest to anyone at all, but we shall see.
And what do you hope happens when you get on the plinth?
No one throws anything at me.
Have you got any fears about going up?
Falling off, to be honest. No, I'm not too worried, to be honest. Just looking forward to getting up there and just seeing what happens.
Do you have any expectations at all about what it will be like up there?
Not really. Quite warm, I think. There seems to be an awful lot of lights up there. I'm worried it could be quite warm, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
And who would you say that you're doing it for?
Sounds greedy, but probably for myself.
Do you feel any pressure to perform at all? Or?
Yeah, I think that there is to a point, even though I know that's not, well, I don't perceive that to be the objective of the actual piece of work that Mr. Gormley's putting together here, but yeah, being the subject of sort of multiple cameras and also being preceded by a guy who's playing lots of different pieces of music and doing crazy things, And ever since I had the phone call, sort of like, you know, people ask me, what are you going to do? It's sort of like, well, am I obliged to do anything? There seems to be an expectation almost. People's perception is that people should, you know, those people who make it up onto the plinth should, I don't know, be dancing around like monkeys or something. But obviously, I appreciate it's not mandatory. So I'm not going to. I'm just going to go up there and react to what happens.
Would you like people to engage with you from the ground?
Yeah, I'm perfectly happy to, otherwise I could just be up there quite bored for an hour. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that actually.
Have you been watching other people online?
Yes, I've watched a few online. I actually watched a couple of people in the hours running up to me going up as well. So just to get a vague idea of what's going on, but everyone seems to have gone up with a very sort of unique idea, hence, I don't know, maybe that adds to the pressure to perform.
And has anything in particular stood out from what you've seen?
Nothing stood out, especially. It's quite unusual. I'm coming to the plinth the day after my sister was actually on it. Oddly enough, exactly 24 hours ago. Her singing was remarkably good. Someone who, you know, who's very willing to perform. But apart from that, it's just... what's nice is to see how people interpret that hour of time, whether, you know, what it is they want to look to talk about, it's sort of, you know, carrying a political message, or whether it's just, you know, this lady earlier, I think she was just writing a poem, which I thought was quite nice, interacting with people on the from the ground, as it were. So yeah, it's all good so far, I think.
Are you pleased to be able to share the experience with someone you know? There won't be many people that would be able to discuss it with someone else and have done the same thing.
No, true. It's quite unique. I haven't actually spoken to her since she was on it, but I'm going to be catching up with her tomorrow, so it'll be interesting to see what she made of it. She seemed to have got really good feedback that I've read so far on the internet, on her profile on the One Another website, and you know, various other mediums like Twitter. Seems to have been very popular, so I've got a lot to live up to, really, haven't I?
Do you think it's a good way of getting a snapshot of the UK today?
Yeah, to a point, although I think maybe artistic projects probably doesn't appeal to sort of everyone in the UK necessarily. So it's, you know, it's a good snapshot of the sort of people that would respond to a project of this type.
Have you participated in arts projects before?
No, not really.
Are you someone who follows the arts?
Yeah, I do. As I say, I've, you know, followed, been to a few other Anthony Gormley exhibitions in the past. I do tend to get along to things as and when they take my fancy. I can't say I'm a regular consumer of the arts, but just certain things sometimes will catch my eye, and I will go along and support where I can.
And what do you do day to day for a living?
I'm a marketing person for my sins. I run lead generation campaigns for a business-to-business publishing company.
And is that a creative job, or is it more of a...
Within reason. I do some copywriting. That's probably the most creative element of it, yeah.
How did you get into doing that?
It's the publishing company I work for, the magazine and website that I primarily work on, I actually read whilst I was studying at university for my degree, and just eventually managed to wind up working there.
One of the things that we're asking everyone to help get an idea of the people taking part in the project is, what are the things that are important to you in life at the moment? Would you mind telling us?
What's important to me? Apart from not having anything thrown at me in the next hour or so after this interview, I don't know, just sort of living my life. I mean, this is such a, you know, unique thing going on in London. Quite a London file in that respect. I think it's a wonderful city, so, you know, enjoying my life here and, you know, exploring all the various different things, you know, this incredible city has to offer, as well as sort of, you know, travelling around and exploring new places as well. It's something I do quite like to do.
And what does it mean to you to be a part of this project?
I don't know, really. It's, I think, hopefully I'll have an answer to that question after I come down about 2 o'clock this morning. because I'm sort of going into it quite open-minded, I'm not entirely sure what's going to happen. I think it's, you know, I'm trying to be, I guess, a little bit of a blank canvas myself, and you know, we'll see what comes out at the other end.
And how would you summarise your experience of the project since you first applied, and it being half an hour before you're about to go up?
Yeah, all good, all fine. No, the registration, everything was fine. It was a bit of a surprise to get the call, but yeah, there's 29,000 people registered for only sort of 2,500 places, so quite privileged in that respect. But then sort of, I was slightly scared. I don't know, somewhat, I don't know, sense of trepidation, I guess.
Brilliant. Okay, thank you.